This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's exactly right, Fred.
All right. So, you know, this is, you know, I guess I'm in charge of the transitions here on, yes, on the Fred and Jeff Show. And I've been thinking about this because it's not too much different, our next guest, because Tony and his crew are working to feed the bellies, the housing needs, the soul, you know, the all those things in our community. Our next guest actually helps feed the mind and the soul through the arts in this community. And
yeah, it was a pretty good transition, Fred. You're making a stretch there, but Jerry's shaking his head. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks, Fred. That's really nice.
Yeah. So every once in a while, I get a compliment from my brother.
Yeah, I compliment you all the time.
Yeah, right. He's like, what the hell are you wearing? What is that on your head?
Well, it's not hair.
All right.
Okay.
So on the show with us now is Jerry Peck, who is...
It's actually Peek.
Peek.
Sorry about that.
It is Jerry Peek. I can't read my own freaking writing.
No problem.
Now you want to know
Jerry
why I give
Peek.
You a hard time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I was at roller derby till late last night. I need someone to cut me a break. Anyways, so Jerry, this is how Jerry got in the show. Randy Garcy, who was a very popular broadcaster here in Tucson, was very involved in the arts and had some online arts assets. I don't remember exactly what his
Tucson Murals Project.
Tucson Murals Project. They were documenting the murals across the community. And Randy passed away not too long ago, and Jerry, I think, sort of took up the mantle, and we've been doing phone tag and email tag and trying to get him on the show just to talk about, I think, some of Randy's legacy, but also, you know, the mural project, where that's at, and actually Jerry's got a thing called TucsonArt.info,
right,
which is an art blog and sort of linked into the arts community, and we want to talk about arts in Tucson.
Great, and I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Jerry, where are you from?
I grew up in northern New Mexico.
And how did you find your way to Tucson?
It was a long route all around the country, different places, working. I actually worked in radio for 15 years and got as far east as London and Prague.
Wow.
And came to San Francisco and came to Tucson in 1999, though my mom's lived here since 1980. I had a friend who grew up here, a couple friends, several friends that I've met now. So
I'm sure you got a lot now.
Yeah, and it's really been fun. And so I've been here officially for like 14 years now, I guess, almost.
And earlier when we were chatting before Fred showed up, because he was on time, but I was early, you were telling me that this art project is really kind of taking your soul, because as you were growing up, you were going to be an IS guy, you know, an information
right, computers
computer
and
guy.
Engineering and things. That's
and then
my
you got
background.
The art bug.
Right. Yeah, I was actually getting my master's in London. I went there because they had a one-year intensive computer science course, and I really pretty much already knew a lot of the stuff there, but I needed something formal so I could teach. But when I got there, the first person I met was an actress, and then I started meeting some artists, and I realized I wasn't having any fun in this computing business.
Yeah, once you get in the arts, scene and hang out with those people, you're in there. It's like, you know, you were talking about a black hole earlier. You know, once you hang out with artists and you realize all the cool stuff they're doing and into, you're gone.
I don't know. We insurance guys have a lot of fun. You laugh.
I'm actually being facetious because I love computers too, but it's not my passion like it used to be to sit there sitting in front of a screen programming all the time. Now I want to be out on my bicycle finding art, talking to artists. I'm staff photographer at the Tucson Museum of Art, volunteer for 6 years. I love the arts community, and Tucson's got a lot of it.
Now that's cool. So you're on your bike, cruise around looking for art
mm-hmm.
to take pictures of to put on...
on the websites and blogs, yep.
That's great. And you've been doing this for 3 years, you said?
No, it started in 2000. Gosh, when did Randy... It was 2006. No, it was 2008, I think. I can't remember. But around then, anyway, I'd seen Randy's blog and found a mural in my neighborhood, took a photo of it. And actually, I don't know if I should tell this story. I guess Randy's gone now, so it's probably okay.
Yeah.
He actually added me as co-author of the blog and then emailed me and said, by the way, I added you as co-author. You're great. He was smart. He didn't know that it would turn into the love of my life and the passion of my life of, you know, finding art in Tucson and helping share it. So,
all right. Well, we've got to take a quick break,
sure.
Our last of the hour. And when we come back, we want to hear all about your passion and your love for art in Tucson. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronsted. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's exactly right, Hank.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to the big old program on iTunes. So during the last segment, we were talking to Jerry Peake, who is, I guess, the webmaster, the guardian of TucsonArt.info.
Well, sort of. I like to see it to be a community project eventually because it's all volunteer stuff. But, you know, I'm glad to do it, and it's starting to grow, and it's exciting, and it's fun.
Now, let's go back for a moment because you sort of, like, came in on this with Randy Garcia.
Right.
Who passed away and was sort of starting a mural project, identifying all the public art and sort of giving people a place to go to where mm-hmm. they can see it and actually find out where it is and go see it in person.
Absolutely.
So how did that work start with Randy?
Well, I'd seen his blog, then I saw a mural not too far from home, a mile or two from home. I love riding my bike, and took a picture of it, sent it in to Randy. Randy put me on the blog, as I mentioned, and then I just got hooked, and he actually added me as co-author, so I was able to post stuff. He did most of the posting for quite a while, but then eventually he left Tucson, you know.
Right.
And I started doing a lot of it, and then he's got pretty busy, and I ended up doing all of it pretty much. And then then I got a call from a reporter at the Arizona Daily Star saying, you know, I'd like some comment on Randy's death. And I said, what? So, yeah, I mean, it was a real surprise to everybody.
Right.
And it's, you know, so anyway, that's how that started. So now I am the murals guy. Those several people send in photos, and there's, you know, 850 murals on the blog about now. And I've got a year's backlog of photos. There's a lot of art.
Now, there's a lot of public art.
Right.
But not all of it, not all those pieces are murals.
And that's what TucsonArt.info is for. We're starting to add photos of public art there, although that's, you know, it's a volunteer project. I haven't got a lot of time. And then there's the mailbox blog, which has been the most fun. And I think, Jeff, you're looking at it right now.
I'm looking at the mailbox. Yeah, they're hilarious and cool as well. I mean, there's some mailboxes here where these folks have spent a ton of time putting really, really cool, unique mailboxes together. And then there's a mailbox here on a bunch of cinder blocks that's held down by duct tape.
There's actually a couple of those in town. They're in progress, the owners told me. They're working on it.
That's awesome. So what do these people do when you're out there snapping pictures of their mailbox?
Well, most people come up and say, may I help you? Because, you know, you're taking a picture of their mailbox, and they've never thought of such a thing. And then I hand them my card, and then they say, oh. And there's only been one person who's been
a little nervous?
Well, yeah, sort of like get off my... I don't go on people's property, you guys. I stay on the street. But he wanted me out of there. So, and it was funny because he had one of the best mailboxes. I probably shouldn't identify which one.
No, yeah, no. But I'll tell you what. I'm looking at the one, this rocket ship mailbox.
Now, that was contributed by a man who sent in photos. We get several people send in mural photos, but I have only had one man who sent in mailbox photos.
This rocket ship, well, we got to link this on the website.
Yeah, it'll all be at friendjeff.com.
It's outstanding. Windmill mailboxes. I mean, it's just, these are not your run-of-the-mill mailboxes. They're very cool.
And I find more every day, and I have a big backlog of photos, so this blog is going on, you guys.
That's awesome.
How many pieces of public art or murals are out there that people could probably stumble across?
Well, I'm sure there's 1,000 murals. You know, there's going to be thousands of mailboxes. And public art, it's hard to say. The Tucson Pima Arts Council has a list of public art on their website. I'm hoping to work with them. I'm sure there are hundreds of pieces. You know, we've got the 1% for Art program here, which does a lot to bring art to buildings and other public places and parks and things. And the schools are phenomenal.
Yeah, those are sort of like the low-lying fruit, though. But, you know, there's like traffic circles buried in neighborhoods.
Getting photos of those, too. I don't think any of them are on TucsonArt.info yet. Yeah, and one of the things that's most wonderful is people at their homes who not only do mailboxes but put up murals, which are gorgeous, like the angels on Santa Barbara Street. They're just breathtaking. And it's just on a person's home, and they just put it there for their neighbors to look at.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, I think, because I'm not very artistic, so when someone does something looks so easy to do, and then I try to do it and make a complete disaster of it, I've really grown, you know, to have an appreciation of this. And you've got folks that are putting clay pots next to their homes and then drawing these or painting these beautiful floral scenes coming out of these clay pots. So, you know, they're just gorgeous. And yeah, you're right, they're doing it for, you know, for their neighbors to enjoy to look at.
Yeah, I never go into a person's home. We don't show backyards. We don't show any restaurants or anything that the public can't see. That's been Randy's policy, and I've sort of kept to it. It makes sense because I don't want to go walk into people's yards.
You know? Now, did you guys have pictures of the old Farmer John's murals on their wall before? Because since Farmer John's is gone, those murals have really kind of gotten a beating.
Oh, and even the murals that are in public places that are not in abandoned buildings. Folks, this is up on Grant near the I-10 he's
right.
talking about. It's sad to see that a lot of murals are being tagged and not respected anymore by the people who do the tagging. It's really quite sad.
That is sad because I'll tell you what, that especially the Farmer John's mural, those have been in Tucson for so long.
Yeah, we grew up with those.
Yeah, we really did. And, I mean, they're all the way around the building. So you're driving down one street, and it looks like a giant bull is coming right at you. I mean, they're really cool.
I'd like to say that one of the things I'm hoping for is to get folks who have photos of murals that are older than 2006 to give them to us, because we've got almost nothing about the historical record. And muralismo here in Tucson has been here for a long time. And
We're going to have to get you together with Carlos Lozano from Vanishing Tucson, because Carlos has got thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures of things the way they used to be in Southern Arizona. And he's kind of in the same boat you are, where there's just so much to do and not enough time.
Right, exactly. I wish I weren't a volunteer. I wish I could make this into a job. But so far, it's got to be in my spare time.
Well, it's just a total labor of love.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at all, and you do, and you're doing a post at least once a day.
Right, yeah. Murals every other day right now, mailboxes every day.
Every day. That's
so
amazing.
If people go to TucsonArt.info, what should they expect to see and what do you think is the most valuable things that they should be looking at?
Oh, well, that's a good point. Well, this week I've actually been in the middle of revising the website, and this morning it's still not finished, but the front page will tell you just about everything. If you go to TucsonArt.info, you'll see right away photos of the murals and the mailbox blogs, which you can click on. And at the lower right-hand corner of every page is a set of links to all kinds of arts organizations, art information in Tucson, places like TPAC, the Arts Council.
That's awesome.
Where you can go and click on that and go to another arts organization. I would be glad to hear from people. And there's a contact page where I would really love to hear from people. Every page has a contact me so you can send me info or questions or something.
And you really want people, if they've got pictures, to send them to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, feel free to get in touch with me. The photos will go out there however you want them to. But I'm glad to share and give credit, and I like to know the artist's name. Gosh, almost no artists sign their murals. So most of the murals on there, I don't even know who did them. I've started to meet a number of muralists as they get to know me and I get to know them. I'm starting to learn who does this, but for some reason, yeah, artists don't sign their murals.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, David Tenneo signs his.
Yeah, David's recognizable enough. By the way, folks, he's one of the most, Fred and Jeff know, he's one of the most prolific Tucson muralists and very famous.
Where's your favorite David Tenneo mural?
Oh, well, it was the one, like a lot of people, the one at the Tucson Museum of Art, which was meant to be temporary out there on the patio and, you know, lasted for, what is it, 15 years until they finally decommissioned it. There's photos of all that on the blog, too, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, and that's great.
David is amazing and still doing great work. And I guess his macular degeneration has gotten a lot better from what I understand. He's able to paint still. He's still working with students.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I've commissioned a couple pieces from him.
Oh, just recently?
Within the last couple of years, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing, but he's just one of many, many, many.
So one on the website, you know, folks go to this website, and you're right, there's tons of stuff on here. I mean, absolutely, tons and tons of stuff, and you're just scratching the surface. But when folks come to your website, TucsonArt.info, what do you highly suggest they try to find first?
Well, as soon as I get it done, this morning it's just barely started. There's been for years lists of, I have this crazy idea of listing every Tucson artist and making a link to their website or their contact information. And that's partly for selfish interest because I want to meet these folks. I love it.
Yeah.
But also that's going to be built, and I've got a new design which will be much easier to navigate, of lots of little pictures of the artist's work that I hope will be ready by maybe this coming week. And then I can really start building in and adding artists.
Okay, I got.
So you'll be able to find everybody in Tucson. We hope. I mean, that's crazy, but it'll happen eventually.
Well, that'd be a huge,
it's a laudable goal.
But so worthy.
It'll take years.
Yeah, it's so worthy. What do you do during the day? How are you funding this whole project?
Well, I do a couple of things. I used to do lots of technical writing about computers. I published 8 books and wrote a magazine column for 10 years in Linux Magazine. But now I'm mostly doing websites, and it's by word of mouth. And I have some income from my books, royalties, but not much. And I kind of live like an artist, you know, as cheap as I can.
So if folks like what they see and they want to get a hold of you, your information is at the bottom of each page, how to contact you?
Absolutely. There's a contact me link. And there's also, I believe I have a link with my phone number on there, but I'd be glad for it. It'd be better to get email because getting a lot of phone calls is a little bit, well, whatever folks want to do.
Right. Go to the website and your information's there.
Yeah.
That's the easiest one. Now, are you an artist?
I've done photography since I was a kid, and I'm hoping to take my first class at Pima at the end of August, but on color and composition. I've actually just sort of self-taught, and really I'm not, I think, Jeff, maybe you were saying, I'm not really a designer. I mean, I'm amazed that artists do this. I've got the eye for it, but I don't know how to do it, and that's what I want to learn next.
It blows me away that how people like David Teneo, just we'll pick on David, how they do this incredible stuff that looks, oh, gosh, I could do that. It looks so easy.
And he just whips it out like that.
And yeah,
just,
and then you get out there with a brush and some paint, and it looks like someone threw up on the wall kind of deal. You know, it's terrible. So I am envious of these guys, but at the same time, I'm just in awe of them because it's such a gift.
Yeah, and I love working with artists on their websites because they have the vision and I have the technical ability. And otherwise, I use templates. Which can look pretty good, but they're, you know, it's fun working with artists.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thank you both. This is a great show, and it's an honor to be here and very fun, too.
Oh, well, you know, hey, thanks. All right, so folks, these websites, I got to say, especially the Tucson Mailbox Art, they're so much fun. I think this week to get the dozen roses from Mayfield's Florist, I think you need to go on Tucson Mailbox Art and send us the address, the entry of your favorite mailbox.
Just tell us what it is.
Just tell us what it is. The first person that does that, we're going to give you a dozen roses to Mayfield's Florist.
If you send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com.
And then the first person to go on the mural website is going to get the $25 gift certificate to 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza. Send your favorite mural to fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll send you a $25 gift certificate to 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza, because you got to look at these murals. They're fantastic.
Yeah, and we'll make it easy. The link will be on fredandjeff.com.
Okay, so you just go to fredandjeff.com, and away you go. Cool, man. Fred, it's been a great week, and
next
here we
week
are
is
beginning
gonna be
of summer.
Another exciting downtown show.